I'm Tim. How are you?
How are you doing today?
I'm playing. Just another day.
For the morning.
Today's Wednesday. I always run behind. I probably got about an hour left, maybe.
Right, I wasn't even thinking about it being Wednesday. Well, that'd be all right. You've had a pretty good run here lately, so one day a week or so isn't out of the ordinary, I guess, at this point. How's the rest of your week been going so far?
We're so good. Monday and Tuesday, I was sitting at home at 4 to 5.
Be that.
Sort of getting spoiled to it.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to get too used to it. But that's good that they got that route seemed to be, you know, kind of handled now. So hopefully that'll be the average for you. Make sure the guys get in on time.
Monday and Tuesday, we don't have all that much coming in. So it don't take long for the guys to load the truck up and get to us.
Your big days?
My biggest day, Wednesday, is because of the inserts and stuff. I have to go down the road inserting the papers while I'm driving. I have to insert them, fold them, and bag them. So I don't get to run like I normally do. What are you facing this morning?
That's some noise on my end. Go again on that one.
What kind of day are you facing this morning?
It's probably going to be a hectic day today. Yesterday was out of control crazy. So I imagine today is going to be a kind of a continuation of that, just trying to wrangle everything together and organize as best as possible. So we've got a few meetings to do today and stuff like that, and some planning meetings and stuff. So I enjoy those. I've always enjoyed trying. I'm a kind of OCD on stuff, so I like to organize and plan out, you know, as best as possible and stuff. So whenever we have meetings like that, I enjoy that. I like trying to be creative as possible to figure things out. So we got to do some of those today, and you know, just a ton of work at the shop right now to try to get wrapped up. So the guys will stay busy for sure.
Yeah, those meetings. I never did like going to those staff meetings and stuff, because it was always the same thing over and over.
Some of it can be monotonous for sure, but I guess it's just the name of the game, right?
You got that right, but I don't have to worry about meetings anymore. If I have a meeting, I'm meeting with myself in the truck on the route.
Breakfast in the morning.
True.
What's going on today? Anything good?
Nothing good, just kickback day. I start picking up kids at school next week.
Oh, that's right. It's time to start the school bus again. Are you excited?
No, I'm too happy over it. Jason, he's a freshman in high school. Alexis, this is her last year at the middle school. And then I got Kennedy over in an elementary school, so I'll be going to 3 different schools in the afternoon.
Put a number on the side of your truck, like a bus number.
Do something. Now, there's going to be days I won't pick up Alexis and Easton, because they'll have band practice after school.
That'll be good. They enjoy doing the band stuff?
Enjoy doing the marching band. I tell you, it can get pretty hectic around the house when they're practicing. They both play the trumpet, and them trying to learn a song, my poor dog goes nuts. She goes and climbs under the bed.
I can imagine so, yeah. Two two of them going off in the house, yeah, that might be a bit much.
I have got to say, they are getting better.
That's good. Well, I'm rolling up, so I'm going to hop out of here. It's good to catch up with you this morning. I hope the rest of your run goes nice and smooth and get back to that coffee pot before you know it. So 73CN, and hopefully we'll catch up with you in the morning. KK4POT.
And say, you don't work too hard, Tim, and I hope to catch you in the morning. So 73's KM4NA Piglet. XZ, good morning. Young man, how are you?
Fine. I did a good bunch of work yesterday.
Go back to work for so you could rest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had overloaded my long car hauler trailer with logs and set that thing down on the landing gear. Didn't think anything about it. Normally, it's unloaded. I normally don't leave that thing loaded, but it got kind of dropped off. And that thing just laid over and twisted the A-frame up at the front, so we had to straighten that out yesterday. And then I was able to shore up my woodshed flooring. I put some six-by-four timbers under there and got all that straightened out.
Hey, Friday, I bet you about laid a gold egg when you saw that trailer.
When it happened, yeah, I thought, wow. But I was able to straighten that back out, and then we did some reinforcing in there. And come to find out, it wasn't welded together very good anyway. Man, that thing, they didn't have any penetration on the welds. And I'm not sure that would have kept it from falling over or rolling that one rail over. But it couldn't hurt anything to have all that stuff welded in there good the first time. It's in there solid now, and I got an extra brace in there as well.
You just have to go in behind them and engineer it and do it right. I know you're looking forward to this fall when you can get to play with the wood heater.
Believe it, I love working with that thing. And I got a mess of wood to split. I got some serious wood splitting going on.
What would it be like if you had to split it all by hand?
I used to do that until I hurt my back and didn't think a thing about it when I was doing it. But now that I got that splitter, even if my back was good, I don't know if I'd ever go back.
No camping, you'll be out there splitting a little bit of wood.
Hatchet and crosscut saw for that.
The hickory wood is good and dry. I need to get it split and get it ready to put under a pot. Getting one of them boys up to help me is what the worst part about the whole thing.
Is it big stuff?
It's all that big. It's probably about 4 inches round, something like that.
You finished for the morning?
Negative. Today's Wednesday. Truck always runs about an hour late on Wednesday because I have to load so much other stuff up. But I'm working on it. I probably got about, I'd say, 45 minutes left, if that much.
That'll put you home about 6.
Get me there, and I got a fresh pot of coffee waiting on me, so I'll be set. Remember the name of that coffee I was telling you about that tastes like chocolate? I'm going to order us a couple of bags today.
I'm gonna get me one and I'm gonna get you one.
Oh, good deal. It's not cocoa, it's actually coffee.
Well, coffee.
Coffee.
Don't think so.
I'm forward to that.
The beans, are you on it 3 grams?
Get them.
Get them, so I'll make sure yours is beans.
Good, our coffee maker does it.
I stepped on you, but it didn't take you out.
Somebody key up there.
It's raining to get out of here, so I go out in the yard and do me some yard cooking.
Snag that pan from you at some point, man. I got my neighbors all getting together. I got to do that Saturday, all of them getting together, cleaning out the road, cutting overhead limbs and down through the, on both sides, keep cars from getting scratched, be able to get a dump truck in there to spread gravel. And so I'll probably be on that couple hours. If I get a chance, I might give you a buzz late Saturday.
And if you want to, we can get together and go over to Paul's and or go somewhere midway or whatever and get something.
I'll see if Shelly wants to come down. Is Carol going to be available?
Because I know she will be. You mentioned going to get something to eat. She's ready.
I'll talk to her today about it, and I'll get with you.
4CEF, mobile.
Good morning, Andrew.
How are y'all doing this morning?
Good.
I'm going to lay down. I'm going to go back to sleep.
I can dig on that.
Get my coffee for work. I think I'm going to start sipping on it now.
I got to do, just put it in intravenous.
Not on all that good taste? No way.
Oh, how about I kind of sort of made a Morse code contact? Not last night, night before last.
With you.
Straight Key Century Club guys, and he asked if I wanted to swap numbers, so I told him I would give it a shot. It was a very one-sided conversation. I decoded a little bit of what he was saying, and I got his number, but like his name and everything else he gave me, I didn't get none of that. I didn't get a bit of it.
That's still good. That's a good exercise.
Say so. It was just, God, I hate it.
You got the determination to get that straight, so it'll take a little time, but you're going to get it.
So it's like taking your head and banging it up against a brick wall to make something, make yourself smarter. I don't know.
I don't know if I'd use that analogy.
Analogy, but it's about what I feel like when I'm doing it.
It's a Morse code. The only thing I say is, duh.
That's funny. That's a start, though.
I keep up, sit down in a week's time, have it whipped.
You're out of your mind. Ain't no way that's happening. I know SOS. I know it real good, but I hope I don't ever have to use it. And then if anybody responded, I couldn't tell what they were saying unless they sent SOS back to me.
Yeah, the sending is not the worst part. Holy crap, I did. I messed up a bunch. I'd be just in the middle of my name, I'd screw it up. I'd have to retype the whole thing all over again. Been so far.
Lang.
Been busy. I got a busy week ahead, rest of the week ahead of me, but I feel like I accomplished some stuff on my day off yesterday. I had a friend of mine come over. I got my woodshed supported like it needed to be. When I built that thing, I had blocks holding the outer band, and we were able to jack that thing up and then make two columns underneath. It's a 5x20 woodshed with a roof on it. And we got that sturdied up. I should never have trouble with that thing again.
Get me a new storage shed. Mine's it's getting old, falling apart. God, I hate to spend that kind of money again.
Mr. Logic, I think it's an 8x10. And the tarp on that thing is disintegrating. I got rainwater getting in there. I'm going to have to do something with that.
Everything's just stupid expensive right now.
California's doing something different with the pork, and you could, out there, I don't know how affect the country, but they said that it would force like a 60% increase just on pork.
The article on that, they have to give the pigs more room so they can lay down and stretch out, so that the enclosure's got to be bigger, where most farmers don't have that size, so they have to redo their whole farms just to comply with California's law to be able to sell pork there.
Gives them pigs a safe space, and they can give them pizza, and it calms their nerves. Because Iranian, I think 9 Iranians boarded and took control of a Panamanian ship.
I saw where they were thinking that one was done, but I hadn't heard any more about it, no.
That story was still kind of unfolding yesterday, but from what I understand, they did take control of the ship.
Pirate hunters out now. YouTube, watch those videos where they show the different countries fighting where they used to have the Somali pirates.
Yeah, Russia gave them a good butt whooping.
Stuff to watch, some guys going in on the boat, chasing them down, and the helicopter flying overhead, firing rounds at them. I mean, it's crazy. Control of the boat, or did they get it back?
I hadn't checked this morning, I don't know.
Chief, right there, I know there's a couple of ships over there that lost control. They can't steer ships. That might be one of them.
Four of them all together over there off of the United. Good grief, man, that just slipped my mind.
The Arabian, we'll know where you're talking.
Saudi Arabia.
Cause another shortage of something.
See that nonsense.
Ships that lost their steering, one was carrying asphalt and the other one was, my understanding, was carrying tar.
That's why South Carolina's not going to be able to fix their roads.
They paid them.
Been over next to my house, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's a pain.
They seem to do more patching than anything lately. That's all I ever see half the time. Getting off on my exit, so I'm going to tell y'all 7-3. Hope y'all have a great day. Be safe on your way to work, head on your way home, and enjoy your cup of coffee. And hopefully I'll holler at y'all tomorrow morning. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Make sure you have a second cup of coffee when you get to work. So KM4 and AP will be sitting on the side.
KM4 TFW.
And young man.
Morning.
Here and tell us something good, even if it's a big old whopper.
On hump day this morning.
I'm kicking.
For a bit.
ever hiked or camped up there at the Cumberland Gap? They're on the way back from vacation. That looked like a good place.
I did a 21-mile, three-day complete primitive canoe trip. We used to do it every year down to Big South Fork. And when my oldest daughter graduated college or high school and went to college, that kind of put a damper on out of that. We just never did make it back out there, but that was a ton of fun.
Noticing over the weekend there's a bunch of, I'll call them just back road trails, you know, you can take your vehicle on and camp and that. I was watching a couple of YouTubes of them out west, and there's a gravel road runs from the Arizona-Mexico border all the way to Canada.
You know, Shelley has been wanting me to take her out to Challis, Idaho, and there you can rent four-wheelers out there, and they'll let you drive back into either silver or copper mines. I can't remember which one it was, but back into these caves, and it always looked pretty cool. She's been wanting to do that.
You get Susan underground before her time.
Phobic, is she?
Yeah, and there's something about being under the ground. It doesn't really matter how big the cave is.
Food from us, the Stump House train tunnel, which it's not, you know, Civil War broke out and they never did complete it, but I think it's a quarter mile to half a mile back in there. And we went the other week. That's pretty cool.
That horse pasture road up there by you guys this weekend, Saturday, Susan's off.
I was going to say, you're welcome to take the four-wheeler, but you got to have whoever's driving, I think, has to have a hunting license. But that's a pretty drive. Now, you do have to cross the river. It's not too bad. I mean, I see she's taking her Jeep. You shouldn't have no trouble.
Yeah, we do. Right. Kind of halfway looking into maybe trying to do some Jeep camping.
You know, I don't know if it's an actual camping spot, but I've always seen somebody camping in a little hole there right there at the river. But I don't know if that's an actual camp spot or not.
I think Susan's been up there, you know, 20-something years ago, but I've never been up that way. So I just figured, just looking for some nice little rides to take the Jeep out. Nothing to get it tore up on, though. What did we do, lose it?
Nowhere?
And early lately.
I sit home quarter to five. I'm headed to the house now.
And that.
I'm sitting with you guys.
All the way in without anybody saying anything on the radio.
You Monday, didn't
I? Remember that you did on Monday, but you might have. I'm getting pretty old.
I know I talked to Bill. Bill was on there. And I think, man, I'm getting old. I can't remember either.
A little bit more about it. I think you were just about getting off about the time I was getting on.
I was destinating. I should have been destinated about 10 minutes ago, but I am coming up to my place here in just a second.
Hey, the guy that got my old job down there in Piedmont turned in his notice.
Out.
Getting over there now.
You to help him out?
A couple of times early on, but
that guy that took my spot, he's generally one of those, you know, he ain't gonna ask for any help and that for some reason and that. But I expect when they pick up somebody new, they'll ask for some help.
Done got used to just working what you're working.
And it wasn't too bad helping out when Susan was working nights, but she's pretty much on days now.
Comes in convenient, but you might pick you up a little bit of extra money here and there, buy you a new kayak or get one for Susan.
Definitely going to try to do some stuff rather than just sitting around waiting on her time to be done.
Well, guys, listen, good talking with you. Catch up with you tomorrow morning. I got to get Ed, enjoy your coffee, 7-3s to you. Ken, have a great day at work, and we'll talk to you guys later. KK4 in Exit.
Hi, 7-3s. Enjoy talking to you this morning. Glad you made it in safe. Hope to get you home down the log. So, 7-3s, KM4 in AP.
Have a good day. Tell Tim we said hey. KN4 TFW.
I'm going up there in the horse pasture. You need to get with my boys. I think K4 will. Every back trail and main road and everything else up through there.
For some, you know, gravel slash dirt roads that aren't, you know, where you're not going to tear up a Jeep, you know what I mean? Getting it all dirty. I don't care about nothing going through tons of mud and climbing over rocks and stuff like that. Just something to, I think they call it overlanding.
When I was up there with Harold, my little boy, I talked to him this morning. I'll ask him if he knows a good trail up through there, good gravel road, so you can just ride through and see the scenery and not worry about messing up the Jeep.
It's like the horse pasture road. It's like 24 miles. It's supposed to be all right. And then there's another one that spurs off of it. And it looks like it'll be pretty good.
That four-wheel driving is big time. He loves it. Say the guy that's on the internet, he has maps of every four-wheel drive trail you can think of across the United States. And Harold wound up becoming friends with him because they talk so much. So I feel sure that Harold will know all the ins and outs. I know he'll be able to give you an update on it if anything's changed on it.
I'll shade it. Yeah, I was looking, you know, to see if I could find a map. I saw a website that they give you a little bit of information, but if you want more information, you gotta like join for like $25 a year, and they tell you all the different, you know, waypoints on the different trails and what to watch out for and everything. But I see there's quite a few, you know, in the upstate North Carolina, and then there's some over in Alabama that look like they'd be pretty interesting.
I'd rather do it on horseback. For doing the trails that way. Four-wheeling's fun, but there's nothing like being on horseback.
Yeah, the one I was watching the other day, they were out in Arizona, and it was an old cattle drive trail or whatever, and it was 350 miles long across Arizona. Man, you'd see all kinds of beautiful scenery that you never see riding down the interstate, right?
But if you ever go out to Wyoming, make sure you hit the back road there. I mean, there is some gorgeous sights.
It's in Colorado, they take some of them old train beds and pull up the tracks and turn them into roads. And you know, you can ride through the tunnels and the little passes and that. It was a lot of fun. You know, some of them, you know, are 30, 40 miles long.
Yeah, there's some trails going through the back trail of Wyoming. We took back trails to from Cheyenne to Laramie. And I tell you what, there was some canyons that we went down in. I mean, it'd take your breath.
we'd like to do. You know, take you a tent and just stop along the way and, you know, spend the night and get up the next morning and, you know, go another 20, 30 miles.
We'll go back out there and do it again, but the way I'm working right now, until I can get somebody that's willing to work, I ain't going to be able to take no time off, so I'll just have to put that on back burner until I decide to retire again.
Not minding anybody that wants to work these days.
Were they some dingbat Democrats wanting to do a $1,200 a month stimulus from 2023 to 2027? I don't think country's checkbook's that big. They just trying to break the country, I'm afraid.
Right now they're trying to do something with the, you know, paying the rent for renters so they can't get evicted. The ones that are hurting are the landlords, and that they should have, you know, made the people apply for it and then sent the money to the landlords, and then both of them would have benefited.
That 100%.
Numbers on the people that got rent money that didn't use it for rent.
Be surprised.
I expect there's probably going to be quite a few evictions and foreclosures, and maybe the housing market will get back to the way it should be. KN4TFW.
AP Friday. Yeah, but they just need to quit this free money stuff and make people go back to work. It's just plain and simple. If they don't, this country's gone.
I met a lady where I used to work, you know, down there in Piedmont, and she was saying they had like 5 operators quit in the same month, went to some place and over in Easley, you know, $24 an hour to start and a bonus.
Restaurants that are hurting bad for waitresses and cooks and stuff, and I've seen some advertisements from Burger King and Hardee's and stuff. They'll start you out at $15 an hour and give you a $300 sign-on bonus and all that good stuff.
Yeah, just piss off the people like me and you that have been working the whole time, right?
Right. But if that's what it takes to get people up off their rump and go back to work and secure this country, I guess it'd be worth it.
That social assistance and kick them out to under the bridges, and maybe they'll change their mind.
And when they get their money cut off. Tell you what, ever since I've got to be an adult, I've worked for everything that I've got, and I've earned it by the sweat of my brow. And I ain't going to give it up to anybody without a fight.
Same boat, you know, working outside, you know, all summer long, all winter long, and, you know, doing construction and doing this and doing that. And, man, the people today, they ain't even got a clue how good they got it.
This younger generation that's coming up is going to be in for a real big surprise for too long.
Got that right.
Their little safe space because they got their feelings hurt.
Yeah, you're right about that. You know, I like all the ones on Facebook where, you know, in our day, or, you know, the 19-year-olds is over there in Vietnam and growing up fast, and now today you just get you, you know, a pancake bottle, syrup bottle hurts your feeling.
People that ancestors of Aunt Jemima, they not happy because once they quit using her picture, they lost their paycheck.
Ridiculous, everything that's happening these days. They're just going to push the country till it's another, 1776 or 1865 or whatever those years were.
And to that, think it's coming to that quicker than what people think.
Right about that.
Report on people who've got COVID in Massachusetts where 75% of the people who've got it are the ones that were fully vaccinated.
Dad, I was wondering when they were going to get around to telling you, you know, they keep telling you all the people that are getting it again and everything and that, but I wondered how many were the ones that actually had it already and already got all the vaccines. And I know Susan knows somebody at work on that, and it's like, you know, they want the unvaccinated people to wear a mask and the vaccinated people don't have to, but everything's the same. You know, everybody can get it and everybody can spread it. So what's the difference?
Government finally admitted that the vaccines are the biggest spreaders of it. They are.
Yeah, just putting fear into everybody because they don't do no reporting anymore. They just spread the propaganda.
But these people believe the lie quicker than they will the truth.
Right about that. You're having an issue this morning.
Boy, you have to come back on that one.
Sorry about that. I said the SD's truck, he was just rolling down the shoulder of the road with his flashers on.
That's a good sign.
Before a double week.
Oh, that can't remember now.
I hear you. I know where you're at on that one. KN4KFW.
Trucking company. Did you see where Wagner Trucking had to pay out $800 million?
And KO4HKX here.
Patrick, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. I was just listening to you and Ed talk there for a minute.
Load now.
Yes, sir. Just leaving the house.
In Western North Carolina.
It is not raining here where I'm at the moment, but that could change 5 feet down the road.
You had on that one. It looked like that was the only place that was raining in Western North Carolina.
It's frying, so I better get in there before she feeds it to the dog. So you guys have a good one, and I'll catch you in the morning. 732-KM4NAP. We'll be clear on your phone.
Good to talk to you this morning. Tell Miss Carol we said hey, and we'll try to catch you in the morning. KM4TFW.
You said have a good day, and stay safe out there.
Not today.
Day yesterday. A little rainy on the way down of a morning, but it cleared up and never did rain again. But it was short of rain going down the mountain.
Four times during the day up here at work, but you know, and then it just kind of missed it a little bit, and then it was, you know, not raining, and then it'd sprinkle air and that. So it wasn't a bad day all in all.
I know it never did rain again in Cherrydale where I was at all day.
Today, is that the Berea day?
Sir, I'll be in Berea this morning and then out on 123. And then I'll finish up the other side of Berea this afternoon.
It gets more and more traffic every day out here, you know it?
I can imagine it does out there on 85. I try to stay off that road at all possible.
And then when I said that, you know, the place I left to come up here to Spartanburg, the guy that took my place turned in his notice.
And right as y'all were talking about the place that's hiring on with bonuses, I missed that part.
The 2 week notice that they're really going to be hurting, and they lost 5 operators in the same month. That's got to tell you something must be wrong.
Some of the other distributors yesterday evening, and a couple of them had whole shops quit yesterday because they were going to go back to that mask mandate, and everybody in the shop quit.
People would take that attitude, then, you know, we put an end to them trying to tell us what to do. You know, the lawmaker's supposed to work for us. They ain't supposed to be telling us what to do.
Put that backwards in this country right now.
The people that got COVID while we were masked up, it didn't really make any difference, did it?
Didn't make no difference. But you better be careful out here on that. You get clobbered saying those kind of things.
That one. It's funny, there's a little one picture on Facebook, it shows all the different masks you got to wear for different things, and then it shows the, most dangerous virus known to man, and then you got to wear this little paper mask. Really?
I understand that how a mask with gaping holes was supposed to do any good from an airborne virus.
Out here at work, we got a crew that goes around three or four times a day, wipes off all the hand doorknobs.
All the people I see during the day, and all the people they see, I mean, it's crazy to think that way.
Is that right?
HF lately?
That thing up in about a month. I don't know, just can't get motivated for other stuff that I need to do.
Well, that jungle you call front yard?
Yeah, I gotta get in the flower beds. I got the grass cut, but we got this grass in the flower beds called nut grass, and it's like, the stuff grows 2 inches a day. Careful and pull it up. It's got like a little marble-sized nut on the bottom of it. And, if you don't get all of those, you're just backing up. And they got some sprays, but, man, just regular spray doesn't work for it. Any, gravel roads up there by you, kind of like that one that cuts over from 25 and goes over the mountain to Bavard, looking for some roads like that, take the Jeep out on.
Some dirt roads that you go ride on up here. Some of them are up in the forest, and they close them at different times of the year. So I'm not sure anymore exactly when they're open. You'll probably have to look into that. But then you got Laurel Valley right there in South Carolina where you can go ride in there. Up, coming back up 178.
Horse Pasture Road. I think that we're going to go ride it on Saturday.
Horse Pasture's been there. It's been a long time since I've been down there. But yeah, there's some roads up here in the Pisgah National Forest where you can ride from Boston Grove all the way back down into Pisgah Forest, which will take you several hours.
Get up with you about that and figure out where they're at.
From as a kid, sit in the back of the pickup truck and ride around all day. Probably wouldn't recommend trying it right now this time of year for the simple fact that there's so many people in the forest anymore. It is just crazy. So a couple, if you head up 40 before you get into the gorge, there's a couple of roads over that way. You might want to do some research on that. If I can remember the names of them, I'll let you know.
If you remember, just go ahead and text them to me.
Went up into the dead spot here, so I'm going to hop off. Say 7-3 for today. You have a good day. Try to stay cool and dry. And I will figure out for you this afternoon. It was 4-8-6. I'll be clear on your phone.
You have a good one, and I'll try to catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.